We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Hello and welcome to Checkpoint on Campus. I am your host, Jacob Brothers, and joined with me, as always, is Erica Sidora. Erica, how are you today?
Fantastic. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic because we have a very special episode of the show. And it's very special because we got big news. We got big news in both segments. So starting with our first big news, we talk about mergers on the show a lot. We talk about random broadcasting companies getting with big gaming companies or big esports companies getting behind certain colleges. But this merger is a little bit different. So Erica, what are the main companies involved here?
So we have the CSL Esports involved, the Nerd Street, which is North America's largest esport infrastructure company, as well as Mainline, which is the main software company in collegiate esports.
Yeah, so it's going to be called the NACE Star League. And so we have CSL, Nerd Street, and Mainline, and then obviously NACE. And this is huge because it's one of those mergers where every company involved plays their crucial part. Because you have CSL. CSL runs so many big games. Every year they have a massive event. Like, it's like the one esports outlet where, like, you see Streets of Rage 5. Streets of Rage. That's not out yet because it doesn't exist yet. Street Fighter 5 at the collegiate level. And even Counter-Strike is really big in the Star League. So there's a lot of esports we don't generally see there. And then you have Nerd Street. Nerd Street has a big, biggest esports infrastructure. But they also have their Twitch channel that does really well. They have a lot of broadcasting experience. And then software for collegiate. So all three of these parts are going to only make this good operation better. And it's going to comprise more than 14,500 students and 600 colleges. So kind of ginormous, because right now for collegiate esports, most of the games kind of operate on their own island. And so CSL is kind of different in that context of where it's all under the same roof. And so if anything needs to blow up, I think this is the one to do it. And I think this is the right way to go. Mm-hmm. And on top of that, the transition is not going to be difficult, right? Because we pulled some quotes from NACE, because we did reach out to these companies and we didn't get any words back. But NACE did said, as far as like transitioning, the main differences that you'd see are opportunities to compete in more esports with different divisions on a new platform. And all those things are already planned for this upcoming year. So it looks like that this transition is going to be very smooth. But one of those main things is that it's put into three different divisions. So Erica, can you talk to us about those divisions?
I have been so hyped to talk about these divisions because I think, honestly, I think I'm a little bit impartial to it, but let's break it down. So we have our very own collegiate section, which is called the varsity section. NACE members who are already in the NACE society automatically become varsity players. And then we have our open-to-play, open-realm kind of game section, which is broken down into the challengers and the open. The open is a little bit more fun, a little bit more free. People don't really... They play a little bit more... less seriously. And then you move up into the challenger division, which it gets a little bit more serious. You feel a little bit more competition and tension between these players.
Yeah, they play for fun is what you're looking for. Yeah, so we have varsity, which is where all of the varsity teams, what you would expect varsity to mean, that's where all those teams go.
Yep.
And then, yeah, challenger is also super competitive. And then open is just for fun. But here's my question to you. So obviously varsity is going to be broadcast because it's varsity. And maybe challenger will be broadcast as well because it's still high-level competition. But do you think that they should broadcast some open division games?
Dude, it's like you're reading my mind right now. I was thinking about this so hard. I was like, I don't think it's not... I think it's not fair not to broadcast open players. You know, I feel like it's fun to watch players who just want to have fun. And it's interesting to watch players who obviously want to compete, but there's really a difference in play style when you're sectioning these divisions. When you're watching teams who just want to have fun and they just want to practice, maybe their scrims, versus teams who are in varsity and challenger who just really just want to win. So I feel like all of these divisions should be equally broadcasted.
Yeah, I agree with you, but for a different reason. So, like, you know when you watch the Olympics and it's kind of the peak of that physical sport?
Right.
I've always wanted one person in that lineup to be just a Joe Schmo from the audience. So that we could see what, like, a normal human being performs like compared mm-hmm. to the athletes. And I kind of want to see that in esports. Where, like, you know how the Maryvilles and the Northwoods, how they're going to be cranking their 90s and they're going to be doing all these amazing plays. I just want to see that random dude with his best friend and be like,
you just want to see in the crowd.
I kind of like Winston. I kind of like clicking on people. And so I want to see that big gap in skill because that only makes the college players look better. And also the players who play for fun are broadcast. So it's really a win-win.
It definitely makes it a lot more relatable when you see open players be broadcasted. You're like, oh, I do that as well. It's not as fun or it's not as like strategical, but it's fun to do.
Right. And so more organizational stuff. There's going to be two seasons per year, fall and spring. That's not really out of the ordinary. But there's also going to be an award ceremony celebrating the best in collegiate esports from the previous year. I think that's really cool because, you know, there's not as much award stuff in esports as there could be.
Mm-hmm.
Huh, interesting. But also a major bullet here that I wanted to hit before we wrap up is that schools are now going to be directly involved through elected member groups in defining our competitive structure and rule set, resolving code and conduct violations and more. So the voices are going to come from the people who actually play the video game. That's kind of fantastic.
I like it more than just like managers who don't really play the game. They dabble a little bit, but they don't really know the inner workings of the game. I like actual players speaking up for themselves. I like that a lot.
Yeah, it's more like when you're giving it the top-down view, there's only so much that you can see as opposed to being mm-hmm. on the ground level. And so I think that this ultimately is going to be a phenomenal move for NaStar League. I think that this will get NaStar League further on the map. And we're going to be looking forward to this in the upcoming, what will it be, fall? In the upcoming fall season.
Pretty soon.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.